IFES Kenya's Power to Persuade project. IFES Kenya supported Women Challenge to Challenge organization through the Power to Persuade project to empower women living with disabilities to influence public policy. Women disability rights advocates from across the country gathered in Nairobi to identify priority areas affecting women living with disabilities and drafted a policy document. They identified 6 priority areas that are outlined in this document. This document outlines guiding legal frameworks and actions to be taken by civil society and government stakeholders. This policy platform document was validated by nominated and elected members of national and county assemblies representing people living with disability, technical working group, and representatives from Disabled People's Organization, DPOs. A resolution was passed and signed to have it as a working document for representatives of persons with disabilities in both county and national governments. This document is an advocacy tool to be used to engage with policymakers both at the national and county level to ensure disability is mainstreamed and enhance access of women with disability to policy development. Permission statement. No part of this publication may be reproduced in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying, recording, or by any information storage and retrieval system without the written permission of IFES. Please send all requests for permissions to International Foundation for Electoral Systems, 2011 Crystal Drive, 10th floor, Arlington, VA, 22202, email editor@ifes.org, fax 202-350-6701. Requests for permission should include the following information: a description for the material for which permission to copy is desired, the purpose for which the copied material will be used and the manner in which it will be used, your name, title, company or organization name, telephone number, fax number, email address and mailing address. About IFES, the International Foundation for Electoral Systems, IFES, supports citizens' rights to participate in free and fair elections. Our independent expertise strengthens electoral systems and builds local capacity to deliver sustainable solutions. As the global leader in democracy promotion, we advance good governance and democratic rights by providing technical assistance to election officials, empowering the underrepresented to participate in the political process, applying field-based research to improve the electoral cycle. Since 1987, IFES has worked in 145 countries, from developing democracies to mature democracies. For more information, visit www.ifes.org. Acknowledgements. This publication has been developed through the support of Global Affairs Canada. Table of Contents. Introduction, page 1. International Context on the Rights of Women with Disabilities, page 2. Women with Disabilities in Kenya's Legislative Framework, page 2. Priority Areas for Intervention, page 3. Priority Area 1, Political Participation, page 3. Priority Area 2, Access to Information, page 5. Priority Area 3, Equality and Non-Discrimination, page 7. Priority Area 4, Economic Empowerment, page 8. Priority Area 5, Access to Built Environment and Transport, page 11. Priority Area 6, Social Protection, page 12. Conclusion, page 13.
Introduction. This policy platform is an advocacy instrument for disabled people organizations, DPOs, to engage with national and county governments to ensure the inclusion of women with disabilities in development processes. It was developed with inputs from Kenya Women with Disabilities from 18 different organizations. Women Challenge to Challenge organized the formulation of this policy platform with the support from the International Foundation for Electoral Systems, IFES, through a platform workshop with representatives from women-focused DPOs from various counties in Kenya. This platform represents the first time women with disabilities in Kenya have come together to define unified policy priorities and was developed to ensure that the voice and rights of women with disabilities were enshrined in policy development and implementation processes at national and county levels. The women identified 6 priority areas: 1, political participation; 2, economic empowerment; 3, access to information; 4, equality and non-discrimination; 5, social protection; and 6, access to built environment and transport. These priority areas were selected to be addressed during the election period to target policymakers and DPOs to ensure mainstreaming and inclusion of women with disabilities, both in policy and implementation, are a priority. The priority areas described below have identified the key actors in every category together with legislative frameworks addressing the priority areas for effective engagement. Persons with disabilities in Kenya, as in many parts of the world, continue to be overlooked in the development processes and encounter multiple barriers to participation in political and public life. Widespread discrimination, rooted in pervasive stereotypes and attitudes, heavily contribute to the exclusion of persons with disabilities from social, political, and economic participation. Lack of effective and supportive laws, regulations, and policies has rendered the participation of persons with disabilities in public life minimal. They have been restricted from making social and economic contributions in their families, communities, and nations because their difference is always equated with inability. Women with disabilities face double discrimination, first as women and secondly as women with disabilities. This is due to the myriad challenges faced by women with disabilities, such as lack of access to education, myths, and cultural practices that are discriminatory and harmful to women with disabilities, high poverty levels, lack of finances, and poor access to information, among others. The World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that globally, persons with disabilities constitute 15% of the world's population. Using this estimate, with a population of approximately 40 million people, Kenya is home to over 6 million persons with disabilities, of whom 3.1 million are women with disabilities, based on statistics provided in the National Census, indicating that women comprise of 52% of the Kenyan population. The 2007 Kenya National Survey for Persons with Disabilities indicates that 4.6% of Kenyans have a disability. This number is considerably lower than the WHO estimates due to the lack of disaggregated data on disability and gender in the country, as well as stigma associated with self-identity as having a disability. The participation of women and girls with disabilities in education, employment, politics, and other sectors of development is very minimal. The exclusion of persons with disabilities in these processes has limited their personal independence. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, CRPD, was ratified in 2008 and formed parts of the laws of Kenya. This international standard, combined with the Constitution of Kenya 2010, provides the basis for the promotion of human rights of persons with disabilities in Kenya. The CRPD defines a person with a disability as all persons who have long-term physical, mental, intellectual, or sensory impairments, which interaction with various barriers may hinder their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others. International context on the rights of women with disabilities. The plight of persons with disabilities, particularly women and girls with disabilities, and their need for their inclusion and empowerment has long been recognized by the international community. Article 29 of the CRPD provides for the participation and representation of persons with disabilities in political and public life, while Article 6 recognizes the rights of women with disabilities. The CRPD sets out a twin-track approach to promoting gender equality and the empowerment and participation of women with disabilities in political and public life. The CRPD also calls for equality between men and women and stipulates the responsibilities of state parties to take measures to ensure the full and equal enjoyment by women with disabilities of all human rights and fundamental freedoms. Per the CRPD Initial Concluding Observations for Kenya 2015, women with disabilities face multiple forms of discrimination and the absence of measures to prevent and combat different forms of discrimination against them. The Observation Committee also expressed concern over the lack of information on public policies and programs on gender equality that includes the rights of women and girls with disabilities. Other international standards, such as the Committee on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, CEDAW, have addressed the concerns of women with disabilities in its recommendations, including General Recommendations 24, in brackets, Women and Health 1999, 27, in brackets, Older Women and the Protection of Their Human Rights 2010, and 28, Core Obligations of State Parties under Article 2, 2010. CEDAW affirms the need for special attention to the health rights of women and girls with disability. CEDAW's General Recommendation 18 focuses specifically on women with disabilities, recommending the state's parties provide information on women with disabilities in their periodic reports and on measures taken to deal with their particular situation, including special measures to ensure that they have equal access to education and employment, health service and social security, and to ensure that they can participate in all areas of social and cultural life. Women with disabilities in Kenya's legislative framework. Kenya's constitution provides a powerful framework for addressing gender equality and the rights of minority groups. However, despite legal protections for women broadly, the position of women with disabilities remains very vulnerable. Women constitute 52% of Kenya's population and are large contributors to its economy, especially in agriculture and the informal business sectors. However, they remain politically, socially, and economically unrepresented. The situation for women with disabilities is even worse, as their participation is hampered by physical, social, communication, institutional, and attitudinal barriers. Some of these barriers, such as lack of information in accessible formats, inaccessible built environments, underrepresentation at decision-making levels, low access to education, and myths and practices that are discriminatory to women with disabilities, provide a hindrance to the participation of women with disabilities in development processes. Statistics show that since independence, no woman with a disability has been elected to parliament. However, a number have been nominated for national and county government position. The Constitution of Kenya 2010 provides a legal framework that promotes equity and equality. It explicitly guarantees the human rights and liberties of all citizens. Indeed, there are numerous gains for marginalized groups in the Constitution. It promotes equity and equality by promoting the participation of women, persons with disabilities, and minorities in all aspects of development. The Constitution provides for affirmative action, gender balance in representation, and progressive realization of participation of all groups. There is a need for public education on the new electoral provisions that promote equity, affirmative action, representation, and effective participation of women with disabilities in the electoral process. While the Constitution of Kenya 2010 provides for citizen participation, the government and the stakeholders need to be sensitized to the rights of women with disabilities to ensure their rights are protected and promoted.
Priority areas for intervention. Priority area 1, political participation. Participation and representation are key for a functioning democracy, ensuring the effective and meaningful inclusion of women with disabilities in political and public life. With access to political life, women with disabilities can influence policies, advocate for change, organize regional alliances, and increase their participation in mainstream development projects that directly impact their lives. Participation and representation create a culture of inclusion, diversity, and non-discrimination. Action items: enabling legislation. Amend legislation on the two-third gender rule to ensure inclusion and participation of women with disabilities in political and public life. Develop policies that address issues for women with disabilities, e.g., a national disability policy or an equality policy to ensure participation by women with disabilities. Stakeholders. Implementation. National and county governments, National Gender and Equality Commission, Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, Kenya Women Parliamentarians Association, Advocacy, DPOs. Action items. Political parties. Mainstream disability issues in political party platforms, particularly issues for women with disabilities, through their women wings of political parties to ensure participation and representation. Waive membership fees in political parties for special interest groups, e.g., women with disabilities. Political parties should provide 30% of their funds to ensure participation of women with disabilities through capacity building. Stakeholders, implementation, Office of the Registrar of political parties, advocacy, DPOs. Action items, disability organization. Capacity building of women with disabilities through civic education, disability mainstreaming, and engagement with governments, county and national, to ensure participation of women with disabilities in political processes. Stakeholders, implementation, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, other prominent disability organizations, advocacy, DPOs. Legislative Framework Addressing Political Participation, Constitution of Kenya, 2010. Article 27, Section 4 and 5 prohibits discrimination based on gender and or disability, among other factors, and sets guidelines on effecting affirmative action. Article 54, Section 2 promotes the progressive realization of representation of persons with disabilities in both appointive and elective positions. Articles 97, Section 1, Section C, and 98 provides for representation of women with disabilities in the Parliament. Article 100 requires that Parliament enact legislation to promote representation of marginalized groups. Article 177 outlines the composition of county assemblies, which should include representation of persons with disabilities. International conventions. Additionally, the Constitution of Kenya 2010 explicitly states that all treaties and conventions signed and ratified by the state become part of the laws of the country. Kenya signed and ratified the CRPD in May 2008. Article 29 of the CRPD provides for participation and representation of persons with disabilities in political and public life. Additionally, Article 6 of the CRPD recognizes the situation of women with disabilities and the need for the governments to foster an enabling environment for them to fully participate in public life on an equal basis with others. Priority Area 2. Access to information and communication technologies, ICT, plays a critical role in enabling persons with disabilities to live independently and fully participate in society on an equal basis. Accessible and usable ICTs are critical enablers that allow persons with disabilities to realize full and effective opportunities to participate on the basis of equality in all aspects of development. Persons with visual and hearing disabilities are disproportionately affected by lack of access to ICT. Of particular concern is that most ICT materials and equipment are designed in a format not accessible, thereby impeding the right of access. Access to information is critical for enabling women with disabilities to exercise their voice, effectively monitor and hold government accountable, and engage in informed dialogue about decisions that affect their lives. How to implement? Enabling legislation. Develop inclusive plans, program, policies, and the legal framework on telecommunications, information technology, and e-commerce. Establish a procurement policy for public institutions that will ensure purchase of accessible technology. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, Communication Authority of Kenya, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacies, DPUs. How to implement? Subsidize the cost of the assistive technologies for people with disabilities, such as job access with speech, JAWS, a screen reading technology for those who are visually impaired. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, Communications Authority of Kenya, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement? Ensure government websites have accessibility options. Ensure that job vacancy announcements are made in accessible formats. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, Communications Authority of Kenya, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. Legislative framework addressing access to information. Constitution of Kenya 2010. Article 7 recognizes sign language, braille, and other communication accessible to persons with disability as part of the official languages. Communications Authority Act. The Act establishes a commission to ensure compliance with accessibility to information and that ICTs are accessible to all persons with disabilities. International Conventions. Article 21 of CRPD provides for freedom of expression and opinion and access to information. Priority Area 3, Equality and Non-Discrimination. Equality affirms that all human beings are born free and equal. Non-discrimination is an integral part of the principle of equality. The twin rights of equality and non-discrimination are an essential component of all other human rights and freedoms. Women with disabilities are equal before the law and have legal capacity to make choices and are entitled without any discrimination to the protection of the law. In this respect, the legal framework in Kenya prohibits any discrimination on the grounds of disability and guarantees equal and effective protection against discrimination. How to implement? Enabling legislation. Monitoring of the implementation of all policies regarding persons with disabilities, disaggregated to address women with disabilities at national and county levels. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement? Enforce measures to ensure that cases of discrimination against women with disabilities are invocable before the courts and victims receive appropriate redress. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, judiciary, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement? Offer technical support on disability issues to the 47 county governments. stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. Legislative framework addressing equality and non-discrimination. Constitution of Kenya 2010. Article 27, Section 4 and 5 prohibits discrimination based on gender and or disability, among other factors, and sets guidelines on affirmative action. Article 28 promotes the respect and protection of human dignity for every person. Article 50 ensures that a deaf person has the assistance of an interpreter without payment in judicial processes to ensure a fair hearing. Article 54, Section 2, promotes the progressive realization of representation of persons with disabilities in both appointive and elective positions. Article 81 requires the electoral system to comply with the principle of fair representation of persons with disabilities. Article 82, Section 2, Part C, requires the electoral system to ensure that voting takes into account the special needs of persons with disabilities. Article 100 requires that Parliament enact legislation to promote representation of marginalized groups. Article 177 outlines the composition of county assemblies, which should include representation of persons with disabilities. International conventions. Article 5 of the CRPD calls on governments to outlaw all forms of discrimination on the basis of disability, ensure effective protection against disability discrimination, and that reasonable accommodation is made for persons with disabilities. Priority Area 4, Economic Empowerment. The right to work and employment include the right to access opportunities for gainful living on an equal basis with others without discrimination. The Persons with Disabilities Act and the Employment Act safeguard and promote the right to work, including for those who acquire a disability during employment, by taking appropriate steps to rehabilitate such workers to return to employment upon recovery. The Persons with Disabilities Act 2003, in addition to stipulating enhanced access for persons with disabilities to job markets, provide a range of incentives to employers, including conditions on recruitment, hiring and employment, continuation of employment, career advancement, and safety and healthy working conditions. The provisions stipulated in the Employment Act do not address specific issues of women with disabilities, but all persons with disabilities in general. However, these provisions are often not adhered to by employees in public and private sector.
To implement enabling legislation, revise legal provisions on affirmative action and employment meant for persons with disabilities, and disaggregate to include women with disabilities. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement, promote opportunities for self-employment and access to financing to enterprises owned by women with disabilities and caregivers of persons with disabilities. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement, promote effective access to general, technical, and vocational guidance programs, placement service, and vocational and continued training. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement, promote social integration of women with disabilities in lending institutions. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. Legislative framework addressing economic empowerment.
Constitution of Kenya, 2010, Article 54, Section 2, entrenches the affirmative action principle to facilitate the progressive realization of at least 5% of persons with disabilities in elective and appointive posts. Article 43 recognizes economic and social rights, including the highest attainable standard of health, housing and sanitation, freedom from hunger, access to clean water, social security, education, and emergency treatment. Additional legislation. County Government Act of 2012. Article 9 addresses inclusion and integration of minorities and marginalized groups, including persons with disabilities. It requires county governments, public and private organizations, and private individuals to observe the principles of non-discrimination, equality, equal participation, respect and protection of minorities and marginalized communities. Public Finance Management Act 2013, Article 137, Section C, recognizes the need for inclusion of persons with disabilities in the County Budget and Economic Forum, which is a forum to provide a means of consultation by the county government on preparation of county plans. Article 207 addresses public participation by persons with special needs, including persons with disabilities, in matters relating to the county's financial processes. Public Procurement and Disposal Act of 2012, Article 2, interprets disadvantaged group to mean persons perceived to be denied access to resources and tools that are useful for their survival in a way that disadvantages them, or individuals that have been subjected to prejudice or cultural bias because of their identities as members of groups without regard to their individual qualities, and includes enterprises owned by women, youth, and persons with disabilities. Article 21, Section 1, addresses affirmative actions for persons with disabilities. No tender securities shall be required from small and micro enterprises or enterprises owned by disadvantaged groups participating in procurement proceedings. Article 25 addresses participation of persons with disabilities. Procuring entities shall make use of existing framework contracts with disadvantaged groups. Small and micro enterprises, wherever appropriate, to provide an efficient, cost-effective and flexible means to procure goods, works and services that are required repeatedly or continuously over a set period. Employment Act of 2007 outlaws discrimination in employment due to disability. Work Injury Benefit Act No. 13, 2007 provides for compensation for employees victim to work-related injuries.
Priority Area 5, Access to Built Environment and Transport. Access to built environments include measures put in place to ensure that public buildings and places are accessible to persons with disability, to enable them to live independently and fully participate in socio-economic, political, and cultural aspects of life on an equal basis with others. Accessibility is prerequisite for inclusion. Without access to buildings, transportation, social services, and information, participation and full inclusion cannot be realized. Accessibility is an essential human right for persons with disabilities in reducing vulnerability and isolation, and provides them with an autonomy and means to pursue an active social and economic life. How to implement? Enabling legislation. Developing regulations, guidelines and adjustment orders in line with the Disability Act and other relevant legislation. Develop and adapt standards, regulations, guidelines and accessibility orders for public transport in line with the existing legal framework. Stakeholders. Implementation. National and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, Advocacy, DPOs. How to implement? Create a universal design center
that will act as a cross-departmental focal point to harmonize, track, and deliver results in the area of barrier removal. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement? Develop and implement accessible public transportation action plan for delivering accessible bus, train, and taxi services. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. How to implement? Modification and retrofitting of public buildings and places. Stakeholders, implementation, national and county governments, National Council for Persons with Disabilities, advocacy, DPOs. Priority Area 6, Social Protection. Social protection is the right of persons with disabilities to access the basic standard of living on an equal basis with others. The Persons with Severe Disability Cash Transfer Program currently targets 27,200 households. How to implement? Enabling legislation. Review laws and policies on cash transfer. Stakeholders. Implementation. National and county governments. National Council for Persons with Disability. Advocacy. DPOs. How to implement? Sensitize and train women with disabilities and caregivers on existing social protection programs. Stakeholders. Implementation. National and county governments. National Council for Persons with Disabilities. Advocacy. DPOs. How to implement? Lobby for mainstreaming of gender and disability in existing social protection programs. Stakeholders. Implementation. National and county governments. National Council for Persons with Disabilities. Advocacy. DPOs. Legislative Framework Addressing Social Protection. Constitution of Kenya 2010. Persons with Disability Act No. 14, 2003, or its successor. CRPD Article 28 emphasizes the role of poverty in households with persons with disabilities and addresses the importance of an adequate standard of living and social protection for persons with disabilities. National Disability Policy, National Policy on Aging and Older Persons. Conclusion. This policy document provides information on promoting the human rights of women with disabilities, integrating human rights promotion through all levels of government, and allocating sufficient financial resources to disability inclusion. The document also provides DPOs with a guide to ensure the inclusion of women with disabilities in the development processes at national and county levels. The platform document was developed with the support of the following organizations. 1. Women Challenge to Challenge. 2. Kenya Association for Intellectual Handicapped. 3. Down Syndrome Society of Kenya. 4. Albinism Society of Kenya. 5. Mtarako Organizations for Persons with Disability. 6. Federation of Deaf Women. 7. Nairobi Women Group. 8. Uasin Gishu Deaf Community. 9. Short Stature Society of Kenya. 10. Disability and Women Development Strategies. 11. Friends of the Blind. 12. Positive Exposure. 13. Kenya National Association for the Deaf. 14. Kenya Law Reform. 15. Users and Survivors of Psychiatry. 16. Garissa Disabled Association. 17. National Council for Persons with Disabilities. 18. Embakasi Deaf Women Group. This platform document was validated by the following members of the National and County Assemblies. Name, designation, county. Dr. Gertrude Inima, nominated Senator, National Representative. Dr. David Sankok, nominated MP, National Representative. Hussein Bole, nominated MCA, Garissa. Gedi Ado, nominated MCA, Garissa. Teresia Queen nominated MCA Garissa. Clara Cherotich nominated MCA Bomet. David Martin nominated MCA Bomet. Janet Turgut nominated MCA Bomet. Anne Stella Ntunti nominated MCA Isiolo. Sumeya Vishar nominated MCA Isiolo. Joyce Mayodi nominated MCA Vihiga. Naomi Mandela nominated MCA Vihiga. Jen Nyokabi nominated MCA Kiambu. Andrew Omwende elected MCA Siaya. Ramla Said Omar nominated MCA Mombasa. Joseph Korir nominated MCA Uasin Gishu. Joseph Mkobe, Principal Secretary, State Department of Special Programs.